Nedarim Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav. Koinim Peres Ha'ilu Alai. Person makes a koinim these fruits on himself. Koinim Hein Alpi, or uses a lashon Alpi, which could almost sound like that he's eating it, or koinim Hein Lifi to his mouth. All these cases aser b'chilufehen u'vigiduleihen. Not only are these fruits aser to him, if he switches these fruits, he gives them to somebody else and gets something in return. U'vigiduleihen. And if he would take a seed from these fruits and plant them and something grows, he's also aser to that too. Because kainim, the lashon of kainim, is he's asering it like hektish. And hektish is aser b'hana. Now, if he switches it, which is chilufehen, so let's say he sells it. So there he was already over the iser. So lamaisa, he shouldn't really have any kind of iser with what he switched it for, because that's not what he asered on himself. The Rav says that the Rabbanan were gozer, that he cannot have hana even from something he switches. And also what grows from it, because that's a separate item too. The Rabbanan were gozer on that too. Because even what grows is not really coming from the fruit itself. It's not like a person, like there's a Gemara Me'ilo, that if a person is Mekadish, a tree, and then it fills up with fruits, Rabbi Shimon holds that there is Me'ilo by the fruits. Because there, it's getting its nourishment and growing from the actual tree. Here it's different. But nevertheless, it's also Midrabbanan. So that's one way to learn. That's the way the Rav learns. The Ran learns totally different. The Ran learns because when a person makes a neder, not to have Hana, his neder is also referring to what's switched and what grows from it. In other words, that's what he's talking about. When he makes a neder not to have any hana from a certain fruit, he also has in mind, he doesn't want to have any hana even from what he switches it for, or what grows from it. Then the nafkamina would be the way to learn, would be if somebody else switched it. So according to the Rav, only when you are the one that switches it, is it usher, because it's a knas, the Rabbanan made it usher to you. But according to the Ran, it has nothing to do with who switches it. You made the neder on any type of benefit that ever comes from this, and therefore it doesn't matter who switches it or who plants it and something grows from it. And also another nafkamina, according to the Ran, would be asa mederaisa. According to the Rav, it wouldn't. Mishnah continues, shani oichel v'shani toem. But now, instead of using a lashon of konim, if he says a neder that he's not going to eat or taste, only mutter b'chilufein uvigiduleen. In this case, he would be mutter to have hana from what it's switched for. And also, he'd be mutter to have hana from what grows from it afterwards. This is only bedavar shezaro chola. This is only on a type of fruit or vegetable where the seed disintegrates. Because what grows afterwards is not from the seed. It's a new thing. Aval bedavar she'ein zaro chola. But something where the seed doesn't disintegrate, where the item still is always in existence. Like, for example, an onion. When you plant an onion, there's always a piece of that original onion in the ground. Afila gidule gidulin asurin. And this would be that even if a person only makes a nether not to eat, he would be usher not just from what grows from this onion, but if he keeps planting and replanting the onion, anything that grows is always usher because there's always a piece of the initial onion that's part of it. Aye, there's a concept of rov. The majority of these onions are going to be mutter. So why are we concerned about the small part that's usher? So the teretz is that this small part, since it's usher because of a neder that's called a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Person can be matir and neder. And a davar sheyesh lo matirin, the klal is, there's no din of rov. Afilu be'elef lo batal. There's no din of rov by a davar sheyesh lo matirin. This is what the Ran says.